last Friday about what you're going to hear from him today. It was quite an event, quite a deal. You're going to enjoy it. I can hardly wait to teach it. But before we get there, hey, I need to ask two things. One thing is, before we're seated this Wednesday night, we are in the Alpha deal. Now, some of y'all remember Alpha from a long, long time ago. And then what we did is we updated it to another one. And then last week we showed one that is 2 years old that really updated. But I was able to locate and find the Alpha course, which is a new course. And we're going to pick up right where we are. Did God hear from you? And I'm going to tell you, it is phenomenal, because they interview this guy in the very beginning about whether he can really hear God or not. And his story is absolutely tremendous. So if you're ever at a point, does God really hear me? Can I really hear him? Can I really be led by him? I want to encourage you to be here Wednesday night. Rustic Italian tortellini soup, molto bene, is on the menu. And again, on March 6th, which is a Wednesday night, we're going to be having Jim and Cece in from Peru. And we want everybody to be here that night. And until then, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the sun that shines. That, Lord, the scripture says that you are the dawn and you bring the evening. Father, and everything in between you hold in your hand is what the Psalms David tells us. Today is a day that you made and created for each and every one of us. Your plan for every day is to take a step further and deeper in our relationship with you. So our prayer this morning, our praise this morning, our thanksgiving this morning is that you would come and inhabit those that praise you. So, Lord, as we lift up our voices, if we lift up our hands, as we lift up our hearts this morning, we ask you come and inhabit this morning. We ask you don't pass us by, but come here and stay here. Touch our lives, change our lives. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Let's just worship him this morning.
Turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome. awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand again? Then what could stand again? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Then what could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. And God, you are higher than any other. And our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Why don't you remind yourself, my God is greater, my God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. And our God is healer, you're awesome in power, our God, my God, my God. That's a testimony. If you don't know it, that's a testimony. And it says that we were overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so if you know you've been through something, if you know that God brought you out of something, that's your testimony of his goodness and his faithfulness. And so when we sing that my God is greater, it's because you faced a great opposition, but a greater God championed it. That God, you're higher. That even when I saw things all surrounding me, just like Elisha prayed, Lord, open their eyes that they may see. I saw a greater army surrounding me, protecting me, and keeping me. That God, you're a healer. That when I didn't know I was going to make it, God, you allowed me to be here today, just one more day. That you did the miraculous in me, and you're still doing it in me for others to get the glory. To see, not for others, but for you to get the glory, to see them in my life, to see what you're doing in me. So when we go ahead and sing this one more time, look at your testimony. It brought you from a mighty long way. Look where God has brought us from today. My God is greater. My God is stronger. And God, you are higher than any other. My God is healer. Awesome in power, my God, my God. My God is greater. My God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. My God is healer, awesome in power. My God is greater. My God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. My God is healer, awesome in power. My God is greater. My God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. My God is healer, awesome in power. My God. And if my God is for me, then who could ever stop me? And if my God is with me, then what could stand against? And if my God is for me, then who could ever stop me? And if my God is with me, then what could stand against? What could ever stand against? Then what could stand against? Then what could stand against? Then what could stand against? What could ever stand against you, Jesus? What could ever stand against you, Jesus? Then what could stand against? Jesus, oh Jesus, what can stand against? in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us.
As we come to a time this morning of breaking into small groups of three or four to pray with one another, there's some specific things that we need to really pray for this morning. One is Gary. He's still in the hospital, still being taken care of, but he's at a point that he just really needs the presence of God to be around him and about that room. So as we break into groups and pray for one another, whatever your need is this morning, that I want you to put Gary at the center of each one of our prayers, and we'll come back in a moment. This song that God is perfect in all of his ways. I'm going to do a scripture and a little bit of a devotional I wrote this morning about our Father, about who he is and what he's about. That it says that to him who is able to keep us from stumbling and to present us to him in all of his glory and righteousness. This morning as we come, we're coming before the Father of all glory and righteousness. And he hears our prayer. So this morning, as we just break into small groups, as Omar continues to pray, let's pray for Gary and whatever is needed within your group. And Tom, is Tom sick this morning? And pray for Tom also. If there's anyone else that I didn't list in your group, pray that this morning. Let's take a moment. Thank you, Jesus.
All the earth will shout, show praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath, it's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, oh. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, holy. Yeah, yeah. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life. You are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. Yeah. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give light, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath, it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, holy.
Thank you.
praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath, it's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you. Oh, it's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, holy.
And Lord, that's what we ask this morning. We know that we'll be opening the pages of the Word. We know that you breathe life into those words. But there's nothing like the rhema coming, the spoken Word of God into our life, that opens our eyes to a capacity that we didn't see before. So, Father, we ask you to breathe the rhema into our lungs this morning, that we might hear, that we might see, that, Father, what we hear and see may get down into our fingers and toes in working for you. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. You may be seated in this. You want to continue just to play for a minute? As we prepare for our tithes and our offerings, I do need to ask one thing. We've got a couple of platforms in the youth building that are 4x8. We have two of those that we need brought in right after service and brought in here. It'll be put together and be set over on this, where we'll be moving the drums, cage, do a little bit more silencing, and actually make our stage a little bit more roomy. So if I could get a couple guys to help do that afterwards, I sure would appreciate it. So, Father, we ask you to bless this offering. Lord, we're not the ones that called ourselves here. There's not one person in this building right now that you called us to come. Let me just rephrase that. Father, there's not one person in this room that I called to be here, or Carol called to be here, or Omar called to be here. We are here because you have called us here. And Lord, the work that you are doing here and want to do as an extension out of it, in the footprint of who we are, Lord, we just ask you to bless this offering to meet your needs. Bless those who, number one, are tithing, number two,